Hello, guys. Welcome back to Cultural Heritage with Happiness Amanda. It's so precious and it's such a blessing to be back to you guys. I am super excited, especially because it's a festive season. Everyone's out there singing Jingle Bells, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and so many more songs out there. And I'm like, oh my God, it is indeed the best season of the year. So I'm not really that much of a Christmas person. You know, I just like to live every day like it's Christmas and just remember every single day of my life that Jesus Christ came and died and, you know, that's it. But, you know, if every day was like Christmas, Christmas wouldn't really be that significant. So, yeah. In the spirit of Christmas, I am just going to be discussing your culture and God. So when I was coming back home from work today, there were like a lot of lights on the streets and, you know, Christmas trees everywhere and different types of Santa Clauses out there. There's a lot. Really, there's a lot. I feel so good today. I'm in a really good mood. So I'm just gonna tell you guys a short story. You know, one that just really goes in my spirit. I met this girl at work. You know, we just became colleagues newly. And she was like, girl, I don't believe in God. Because I kept talking about God around her. And she's like, you know, I think that guy is a myth. Like, you know, just a myth. And I was like, why would you say that? And she goes, you don't expect me to believe that one spirit came from nowhere and made the heavens and the earth. And I'm like, girl, yeah. And I was like, so what do you think Christianity is actually like? And she goes, well, I grew up in an environment where there were like a lot of Christian children, church girls and church boys. And many of them were just religious. They only went to church because their parents were going to church. I said that was not enough. Many of them didn't even understand who God is. And I'm like, do you understand who God is? She's like, I don't even care about that man. Why should I understand who he is? There is no God. If something good happens to me, I believe it's good. And if something bad happens to me, I just take it as bad luck. I don't think there's a God or a devil. And I was like, wow, girl. She goes, yeah, I don't think all that. And I'm like, okay, if that's how you think, that's not how I think though. And I went on to explain to her what I believe and who I believe God is. And I said to her, you see, many of those people may go to church as a religion. They feel like if they go to church or if they don't go to church, they would end up in hell or something bad could happen. But I don't see Christianity as a religion. And she's like, so what is it then? Because it is a religion. And I said, for me, it's a relationship. And so I went on to say, you do know that I have a lot of friends in Nigeria, right? I even have family members that you've never met before that you don't know. And she's like, yeah. And so I said, the truth is, they are real. You just don't know them. The fact that you don't know them doesn't mean they're not real. The fact that you've never seen them, heard of them, or even know that they exist doesn't mean they're not real. And I went on to say, I know this God. I communicate with him every day. And I'm not just talking about like praying before I eat or praying before I sleep and after I wake up. I'm talking about like real communication. Like we talk one-on-one. I have a great relationship with the Holy Spirit. Something I'm proud to brag about. You know, I boast in the name of the Lord. And I went on to say to her that you can't just tell me someone I know ain't real because you never met him before. And she goes, well, I see where you're coming from. And I'm like, yeah, because I know this person and our relationship has begun to reflect on my life. It's no longer just a relationship. Now it's a lifestyle because I live like that because I'm learning from him. There's an influence in my life. So it's not just, you know, something like a religion. And I said to her, I don't feel obligated to do things just because I don't want to go to hell. If I do things for God, it's because I love him. And it's because I find it a privilege to be called a child of God. It's a privilege to be in church on Sunday. It's not just a duty. And she was like, okay, I get you now. I'm like, yeah, you get it now. And she's like, girl, I do know a lot of religious people. And I'm like, girl, you ain't lying. They're out there. You see, I feel really comfortable talking about God now. She says, if you deny me in front of people, I'll deny in front of my father. I don't want to be denied by Christ. Like, I want to be acknowledged. So in the spirit of Christmas, I just shared my personal story, you guys. You guys can expect more stories and more experiences that I've had because honestly, I've lived a life of experience. I have met a lot of people and I have seen a lot of things and I'm not even that old yet. I wonder what the world has for me to see because I do know there's more to see, more to experience, more to feel, and many more to say. So don't go away. Don't go anywhere. You can wait for the next episode because it's coming real soon. There's more to say, like I said. And with that being said, Merry Christmas. So, as you are crossing over from 2018 to 2019, don't announce your big moves. We really want to be surprised and shocked and, you know, overwhelmed by your achievements. And don't do things for us. Do things for yourself. When you give because you want to. You don't have to announce it. When you help, when you serve, serve because it's a privilege, because you love doing it. If you want to do it for the praises, that's the only reward you get. Do it because, you know, your motives are pure. Till my next episode, which is another personal story I'll be sharing. Bye! Mwah! 안녕.